Yeah, listen, as I just said, I suppose we did really well in the first half. We came in, I think, 3 points down at half time, which wasn't an insurmountable lead. I was quite happy with where we were at half time, and we got a reasonably good start at the start of the second half. But I think you very quickly saw the team run out of energy, and that was the biggest problem we had in that second half. All credit to Clare, you know, they found energy in that key spell of the game as well in the final 20-25 minutes, and they worked the ball really, really well through the lines, and you know, they pushed on and they won the match on merit, and that's the bottom line. They deserve their place in the Munster final. For us now, it's on to the winners of the Joe McKenna Cup, and a prize at stake that's huge, a place in the quarter final, and you know, all eyes for us now will turn to that in 3 weeks' time.
That lack of energy that was there, was that just down to what was in the legs over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think, listen, it's hard to say at this stage. We'll go back and we'll have a look at it. We didn't do anything different this week to what we would have done any other week. But it was our third game in a row, and who knows, maybe there's something in that, I don't know. I thought during the week we seemed to have plenty of energy, but when it came to it today, we didn't. Maybe it's just we just couldn't match Clare's energy on the day. I don't know, but listen, it is what it is. You know, we didn't win the match. We'll move on now to the next phase of the competition, and that's the All-Ireland Series.
How are lads in the dressing room?
Listen, they're frightful disappointed, you know. That's really it in a nutshell. They're just very, very disappointed, but yet they know that they need to regroup now for the next phase of the competition, and they will. That'll happen. We'll give them a few days off now this week. We'll come back next weekend and we'll start training again and get ready for that. Okay.
John, those 3 weeks, every team by Galway seems to have suffered with this schedule. You know, is it that intense?
It is. It is hard. Yeah, it is. I suppose there's learnings probably there for everybody in it, but I don't think we'll probably have time to look at those until maybe later on in the winter. I think playing that level of sport so intensely over a short period of time, you really would need to be professional, I think, you know. I think that's the bottom line. So I think next year they're going to put a gap week in there for everybody. Listen, I'm not using it as an excuse at all. I don't want it to be an excuse. It's not. The bottom line is that Clare were better than us today. They had energy all over the pitch, and they were so efficient in the second half playing against the breeze. It probably suited their style. But we just failed to kind of grab any momentum in that second half at all. You know, and that's just the way it was. So it's a setback for us, but I'm sure it's one that we can absorb and that we can bounce back from.
Carlo or Westmead now, the proverbial banana skin.
I know. Listen, we'll prepare the same as we have for any other game. You know, we'll do the exact same review on today's game as we would do for every other game, and take it exactly with the same degree of seriousness that we've done with all games all year. I'll reference the match maybe against Antrim in the league. You know, we didn't do anything different for that game. We got our performance right, and we'll be taking this extremely seriously. I can assure you that, because the prize is too massive for us. And for them as well, you know. I'm sure that's where they see their ambitions as well. So, it's all eyes towards that game now for the next 3 weeks.